the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back once again to Winchester, Kansas, where we're getting set to get underway with the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader this evening. 8:20 p.m. Central Standard Time. Just getting ready to begin our second game. It's been a long day, but a lot of these at basketball are really not bad these days. Tell you what, as public address announcer prepares to introduce the starters, allow me to share them with you. First of all, for the homestanding Jefferson County North Chargers under head coach Tanya Kramer and her assistant Jeff Hale and Brendan Stevens. Chargers coming into the game 1-1 the season and 1-0 in the conference, and will be starting Caleb Worthington, Lawrence Pollard, and Ryan Feldkamp, three seniors, a junior, Blake Fowler, and a sophomore, Grady Noel. For the Morehamon Academy Ravens and head coach Brad Kunicki and his assistant Corey Eckert for MHMA, they're going to be Manasseh Miller and Carson Van Dyke, Lansden Taylor and Samuel Peisch, all seniors with junior Mark Harris. MHMA similarly comes into the game tonight at 1-0. Joseph is our producer and engineer back in the CARE Radio Sports Studio. He's the guy who makes it all sound lovely, and he's the mind and the skill behind this whole production. Joseph, thank you very, very much. People are getting these players introduced, MHMA, in their traveling black uniforms with gold and white lettering and a trim. For the Chargers, home white with Kelly Green lettering and trim. Got a nice crowd on hand tonight. It's not, certainly not an SRO crowd this evening, but it's a nice crowd. A lot of family, friends, and fans who have turned out for this one here this evening. Waiting for the teams to get done huddling up, coming into the center circle to jump it off. For the Ravens, it's going to be Samuel Peisch. It'll be Ryan Feldkamp, I can tell you that right now, coming out for Jefferson County North. A couple of guys about 6'4" apiece. Officials going to walk into the center, and we're about ready to get underway. Set to go, and hope you enjoy it. High school hoops here on CARE Radio. And the ball is up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by MHMA. We're underway. Ravens with the basketball. And they're going to be going from left to right across your dial here in the first half. Over to the right side with it. It's going to be Mark Harris. Comes out top of the key. gets it there to Landston. Taylor comes topside, went out to Miller. Miller accelerates, goes into the lane, stops, travels with the basketball. So Miller had driven to the right side, just put on the brakes. Shook his defender who ran right by him, but then didn't quite hold his ground. Ravens are going to turn it over before they get the first shot of the game. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Jefferson County North with the basketball. Around to the right side with it is going to be Blake Fowler. Blake will look into the middle and then dump it off into the corner instead. It's going to be Caleb Worthington. Now underneath the goal, the feed to Bellkamp. Off the window and in. Brian Bellkamp for two off an assist by Grady Noel. And JC and leads it 2-0. And now they're going to steal the feed to Grady. And he gets hammered. No foul called. And a rebound pulled back down by MHMA. Miller will exit to the left side. The runner up. No. Rebound to go down. Here come the Chargers. Lawrence Pollard comes up with the basketball. Chasing into the ball, leading it by a pair. Just a minute into the game. Topside is going to be Fowler. Ravens in a, is that a 1-3-1 zone? Look at that. Don't get a lot of that. You're running the baseline for JC and with Mark Harris. Long cross court is going to come. The feed out on top. Backing away. The long two is going to be up and good by Blake Fowler. And the Ravens have taken a 4-0 lead here, a minute and a half into the game. Back out on top with it. Mar Hill Mount Academy. 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. MHMA with the ball. The home team here, JCN, on buckets by Fowler and Feldkamp. Lead 4-0. Top side between the circles. It's going to be Taylor over to the left side to Miller. Miller back out on top. Now to Carson Van Dyke. Left dish it around to the right side. Looking inside. No room there. Raven defense playing well. Here's a falling away three. It's going to be up and short by Manasseh Miller. Rebounding it down is going to be Bellkamp. He'll bring it up before himself. Start into the lane. Dump it back off behind him. Looking inside. They're going to get it to Fowler. Back over to the baseline left where the baseline three is up and too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Bellkamp on the 4-1 time. Rotates. Puts this one up and it does not go in. Ravens with the rebound. Here comes Mark Harris. Harris, baseball pass to the other end of the floor, looking for Samuel Pyshes. Too long. And it goes out of bounds down on the south end of the gym. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. 4-0. It's the Chargers out in front here at home. Caleb Worthington walks it up. Has it left side, feeds underneath, and no one, no one inside Ryan Bellkamp. Someone had missed an assignment, and he had an uncontested layup. It is 6-0. And as the ball comes up over the Ravens, we get a whistle. And we're going to get a substitution. Pyche goes out of the game. Right now, Coach Kunicki is going to have to do something to stop Bellkamp. He wasn't satisfied with how Pyche was going about it, so he's going to bring in a little bit bigger body. Sam Joyce will come into the game. 5 minutes ago in the opening quarter, 6-0, JCN. Working his way to the right side is going to be Taylor. Back out on top to Van Dyke. Comes off the screen by Sam. So give and go. Sam up. Hangs on the back lip of the rim and it won't go in. Rebound battle for and pulled down by Bellkamp. He'll bring it down. Accelerate to the right. Go all the way to the edge. Kick it back out on top. The swing over to the left side to Fowler. Chargers back on offense with the basketball. Top side is going to be Grady. Grady goes right to Caleb. Worthington back to Fowler. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. 6-0. JCN. Bellkamp, look away pass, all the way back out on top. Ravens now shift to a 2-3 zone defense. Lob pass to the right, inside the arc, baseline jumper, up and no. And rebound down to the Ravens. Mark Harris clears the board down, and Langston Taylor brings it up the floor. Taylor out on top to Manasseh Miller. Players at the scorer's table getting ready to check in at the next dead ball. Topside Miller, Manasseh behind him again to Carson. Ravens looking for some points. They've been able to do nothing offensively here tonight, and we're over halfway through the opening quarter. 3:40 to go in the first. It is 6-0 Chargers. Van Dyke to Miller. Skips it inside to Joyce. Couldn't reach it. It's a little bit errant, and here comes Jefferson County North. Fowler goes right side. Bellkamp to Fowler. Kicks it back to the left side. Baseline three. Boom! 15th from the left corner, Grady Noel. It is now 9-0, and we're getting a Raven timeout. Let's take a break. With 3:19 to go in the first quarter, it is Jeff North, 9, MHMA, Corliss.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
Well, coming out of the timeout, let's see what the Ravens have changed. You look out on the floor, they have really not changed any personnel. So we'll see if they've changed any tactics. But the upcourt pass is going to be knocked away and stolen. Here comes Bellkamp. Head fake, falls away, up and good. Brian Bellkamp has a half a dozen, and JT has blown a hole in this game early, leading 11-0 as we go inside 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Manassas middle down the left side. Ravens need to find their offense. Skip pass is going to come over to the left wing. Rotating it out on top is going to be Mark Harris. Harris gets it out on top, lands it. Taylor comes to the right side to Miller. Charges have shifted to the 2-3. Here's a baseline three off the mark. Manassas with the rebound follows it up and in. And MHMA is on the board. It is 11-2 with 2.5 to play in the first. JC and with Caleb Worthington. Kicks it over to the right side to Grady. Caleb, it's three. Rolls off, no rebound. Saved down by Jeff North. Back out on top, it's going to come to Caleb, and he'll reset the offense. We're going to get the 2-3 zone. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. First quarter's moved pretty briskly. Pass is going to be slammed out on top. Blake Fowler. The feed into the left side of the lane. Blake brings it back off on top. Worthington. Boy, I tell you what, great patience being shown by JC. And now the feed underneath. Bellkamp goes up, and then he makes a strong move to the iron, draws a foul. He was surrounded by a pair of defenders. Let's see against whom the foul is going to be called. It's going to be whistled on Sam. So Sam Joyce will have his first foul. That is the first foul of the game with 1:47 to go in the opening quarter. Bellkamp's free throw is good. Ryan having a nice opening quarter. Ravens are going to make a couple of substitutions. Coming into the game is going to be Keegan Mispagel. And back in is going to come Samuel Peich. Mispagel hiding in the corner back here. The second free throw is up and short. Rebounding it down. Here come the Ravens. It is 12-2. And as MHMA comes into the forecourt, this is going to call Blake Fowler for reaching in. It'll be Blake's first personal foul. MHMA puts the ball in play. Here is Vanessa Miller, one of the seniors for this Raven team. He'll go right side to Carson. Van Dyke topside, Peich for three. And a rebound tipped around on the floor, rolling around it. Fowler's going to save it just in the nick of time. He comes up, goes right side. Bellkamp back out on top. Fowler. 1:20 to go in the first. 12-2 is the Jeff North lead. Here's a rainbow from the left side coming up just a little bit short. And a whistle on the rebound. They're going to say caromed up off the rim and over the top and out of bounds. Shot by Carson McAfee. Here's a baseline shot. No. Rebound. Bellkamp. 1 minute to go in the first. Up the floor with it. Here comes JCN. They'll start at the top. Dump it over to the right side to Caleb. Long cross court. Left side. Blake. Fowler between the circles. McAfee looks into the middle. Pivots with the left foot. Puts it on the court one time. Back over to the right side. Chargers taking their time against the Raven 2-3 zone. 1/2 minute to go. Here's a three. Right side. Up too strong. Rebound tipped out and on the floor. Picked back up by JCN. Plenty of time. 25 seconds left. First quarter. McAfee will take it on the left side. Comes out near the center circle of Worthington. JCM putting it in the deep freeze a little bit. 16, 15, 14 seconds left in the first quarter. They lead it 12-2. Here's Worthington. Feeds in the middle. 13-footer. Good. Blake Fowler has score. Now, 2 seconds, 1 second. Pyshe at the buzzer. It's off the mark, and we've come to the end of the opening quarter in Winchester. It has been all Jeff Norris. After one, Chargers 14, Ravens 2.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Ready to go to the second quarter here in Winchester, Kansas. We got a ball game going on. We got the fashion show going on. We got it happening here in Winchester tonight. 8 minutes to go in the half. 14-12. Jefferson County North is led by Ryan Filmkamp with 7. Blake Fowler 4-3 in the opening quarter for Grady Knoll. Morehamon Academy saw their 2 points come off the hand of Manasseh Miller. It is Charger basketball to begin the second quarter, and we are back underway. They'll give it go to the left side and drive it to the baseline. The ball is going to be reached in and stripped away from Caleb Worthington. Will lose the ball, and up with it will come Lanston Taylor. Taylor goes right, drives in, power move, up and no. Rebounding it down, here comes JCN Grady. Out on top to Caleb Worthington over to the baseline. Now the feed inside, batted free, loses, rolling around on the floor. MHMA coming up with it again. Here comes Taylor. Baseball pass. Shot up. Good plus one. Count the bucket for Samuel Pyshe. So Samuel gets the bucket. He's going to come to the free throw line with an opportunity at a conventional 3 points play for JCN. Cole Burke will pick up his first foul. Samuel Pyshe takes his time and steps up there, eyes it up a little bit. Free throw, perfect. Samuel leads his team in scoring. It is now 14-5, 7:23 to go in the first half. Chase in with the basketball, leading it by 9, and we're going to have an illegal block. That is going to be a second quick foul on Cole Burke. So Cole has come into the game, and hasn't taken him long to pick up a couple of fouls. Still 7:16 to go in the second quarter. Lance and Taylor brings it up. JC is pressing up court now a little bit. Feed comes to the top of the key to Pyshe. Back over to the left side. 3-point rainbow. Perfect. From deep in the left side. It's going to be dropped in by Carson Van Dyke, and Ravens coming right back into this thing. It is now 14-7. 7 minutes to go. Feed underneath. The shot is going to be up. Plus one for Feldkamp. Camp the bucket. And a foul is going to be on Samuel. It'll be his first. So Feldkamp with 9 and a chance at his 10th point already. Still 6:50 to go in the first half. Free throw up. Won't go in this time. It is 16-8. 6:40 to go. Running one-handed shot up wide to the left side. Felkin coming up with the basketball. Will bring it up the floor himself. Takes it down the right side. Dishes it over into the edge. Lawrence Pollard has it there. Out on top of Fowler. Back around to the left side. Grady Knoll will have it. Lawrence Pollard back out on top again. MHMA has shifted out of those various zone defenses and now into a player defense. Now the feet goes underneath and as he goes up with the shot, Ryan Feldkamp gets fouled just inside the right block. official is going to let us know. This whistle is going to be on Johnkin and Guava. So Johnkin will have his first foul. Raven team foul three. So team fouls are even at three apiece. The free throw is good for Feldkamp. And Ryan, with that one, does now have his 10th point tonight. It is 17-8. 18-8. As Ryan will get them both. 6:15 to go. Baseball pass into the forecourt. Rams are going to get it up there to Samuel. And now way out on top, they'll take it to the center circle with Lanston. Lanston Taylor. Taylor feeds it off on top. Mark Harris in the game. Swings it to Van Dyke. Back out on top in Guava. 5:55 to go in the first half. MHMA has slowed down a little bit now. And again, working against a little zone defense by the Ravens. Like a little 3-2. Here's a feed, left side. Ball stolen away from Nguava. Quickly up the floor with it. Here comes Caleb Worthington. We'll go into the forecourt, have the ball stripped out of his hand by Lanson Taylor. It'll come back in again, too. Jefferson, County North. We're going to get Manasseh Miller checking in. Manasseh back in the game, and Bamba's going to come out. He's kind of rubbing the chin a little bit, like he had run into a little contact in the middle. 5:25 to go in the third, or in the first half. 18-8, J.C. Hinn. Chargers scoring has slowed down a little bit. Ravens scoring has picked up maybe just a little. Here's a feed over to the right side, and it was short. Looking for Lawrence Pollard. Pollard goes up to try to haul it down and ends up over and on the back of Mark Harris. So the foul is going to be on Lawrence. It is his first foul tonight. Jefferson County North by 10 with 5:13 to go. Pollard is going to come out of the game for just a moment. And here we go. Coming in for Jeff North is going to be a freshman. How about this? Andrew Baker. Big guy. He's going to come in for Pollard. We're down to 5 minutes to go in the half. Here's a baseline rainbow. Up and in for Lanson Taylor. So the Ravens have knocked down a couple of threes here in the second quarter and have battled back to get within 7. It is 18-11. 4:50 left. The ball batted away. It's loose and rescued in the backcourt. Here comes JCN, and as they take it back across midcourt, reaching in a foul on Lanson. Foul number one, Lanson Taylor. Raven team foul four. Team fouls are even. Four apiece. We'll still 4:45 to go before intermission. Fowler will bring it in. Topside with it is going to be Caleb. Worthington holds the ball way up above his head. Has it slapped out of his hands. Now it's going to be knocked out of bounds across the way. Quick hands by Lanson Taylor to reach in and bat that ball free. A couple of teams here who are undefeated early in the season. And now reaching in, we'll have another foul called on Lanson Taylor. He will have his second, and we'll check out. Carson Van Dyke back in for Coach Kunicki and the Ravens. 4.5 to go, first half. It is 18-11. JCN will skip it back over. And here's where the money's been. The shot goes up, won't fall. Follow shot, no. Rebound, no. And tipped around, rebound offensive board again, and JCN will bring it back out on top. They were getting the shots they wanted. In close range. Here's the feed over the left side. Fowler for three, and we're going to have an offensive foul call from across the floor. And now the official is having a word with Ryan. 4:05 to go. We're midpoint, essentially, of the second quarter. Here come the Ravens. They trail only by 7. Look away pass. Left side, Peisch. Looks in, feeds across. Oh, alone underneath. Undefended Sam Joyce for two. And JCN taking a timeout. We'll take a break at 3:54 to go in the half in Winchester. Jeff North, 18, MHMA, 13.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
How about we set that JC and Fives, they come out there, Andrew Baker and Ryan Feldkamp, both about 6'4". You're going to have Blake Fowler, he's at the one. You've got Grady Noe out there, probably playing the two, and running it out, Caleb Worthington. JC and has the ball, they're back on offense. 18-13 Chargers for MHMA. I've got Mark Harris out there and Manasa Miller. Got Sam Joyce out of the court. Samuel Peisch. And rounding it out is... oh, yeah, Carson Van Dyke. Peisch from the left side for three. It's too strong. Rebound underneath Joyce. Blocked out of bounds by Caleb Worthington. Caleb shows some ups down here. 3:16 to go in the half. Ravens look to bring it in. They'll go Peisch. Quickly back over to the left side and out on top to Miller. He'll rotate it around, looking onto the wing. It's going to be a three in traffic up off the rim. Won't go in. Battle for the rebound. It's going to be lost out of play. And it's going to go back into JCN. Touch last by Sam Joyce. It'll be Charger basketball. And this time, they're going to see MHMA drop back. They're going to pick up the defense in the forecourt. And they're back in the player D. Here's a pass coming out on top. Way out between the circles is going to be Feldkamp. Now he'll take it down the right side of the lane, put it back over to Fowler, push it off on top to Pollard. Back it comes to Fowler. He's alone. It's a three. It's off the window and no good. Rebounding Raven. Carson Van Dyke coming up with a basketball with 2.5 to go and a half. Van Dyke had it batted away from him from behind for a moment, but he's able to recover it and then kicks it away to Manasseh Miller. 2.5 inside, 2.5 to go in the half. Still a 5-point lead for JCN. They have led by as many as 10. Miller will take it, and we're going to get a timeout, Coach Coonerty. Let's take a break with the Ravens, shall we, Joseph? We've got 2:17 to go in the half. We're in Winchester, Kansas. It is Jeff North, 18, MHMA, 13.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here at 2:17 to go in the opening half. 18-13 is the lead for JCN. Chargers with the lead. Ravens with the basketball. Van Dyke will have it. He'll skip it over. And a little confusion between two players as to who had the assignment for the ball. It gets between both of them and goes out of bounds. It'll be back in the hands of Jeff North. Inside, 2 minutes to go in the half, and the Chargers are back on offense and into the forecourt. Left side is going to be Fowler. Feeds underneath, backing in, passes up the shot. Lawrence had a look at it, but I don't think he realized that he had an unobstructed view of the rim. So he'll bring it out on top, and Chargers will reset the offense again. first to the left, then to the right. Kick comes out on top. Minute and a half to go in the half. Lawrence Pollard kicks it back over to the left side. It's going to be Carson with it. Gets it up top side. Feldkamp in traffic. Will shoot and draw the foul. Brian does not get it to go in, but he will get himself at the free throw line. And we're going to have a second foul by Sam Joyce. Two on Taylor, two on Joyce, one each on Parnish and Nguaba. Free throw? Yep, Ryan Feldkamp. Feldkamp is 4 of 6 at the free throw line, has 11 points now. Sam Joyce comes out of the lineup and second free throw is in. It is now 20-13, JCN. Minute 25 to go in the half. Kind of like the girls' game in that it is not very high scoring at all. Feed to the right side and very patiently the Ravens work the ball around. It's knocked free, it's batted around, it's loose on the floor. Picked up by Feldkamp. Here comes Jeff North. 1 minute to go in the half. They have the ball and lead by 7. The feed, the shot, and the bucket. Feldkamp will get the score. It is now 22-13. 50 seconds to go. Cross court left side. Stutter step, baseline runner. Yeah. Pretty shot from the baseline left. And Manasseh Miller has score. 22-15. And a shot on the other end is up and good. Feldkamp is just really, really hot here in this first half. 25-15. Seconds to go. The backup with it will come. Jeff Norris, JCN, skips it over to the right side. Out on top, Blake. Now between the circles to Caleb. 20 seconds to go in the half. Fowler with it. Between the circles, Pollard. Here's McAfee. Back out on top, Feldkamp. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Turning around, 16-footer. Rattles home for Caleb Worthington. And that has taken us to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you from Winchester, Kansas as we go to the break. It's Jefferson County North 27, MHMA 15.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Have you tried the loaded A1 steakhouse burger at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill? 2 beef patties topped with A1 thick and hearty sauce, creamy peppercorn sauce, and applewood smoked bacon, melted American cheese, and crunchy onion rings. It's got it all. Pick one up and be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
In Winchester, Kansas, it's halftime, 27-15. Jefferson County North out in front of the visitors from our Hellmount Academy. Quick look at the scoring for you, first of all, for MHMA. Manasseh Miller, he leads the team in scoring with 5 three-piece for Carson Van Dyke, Lanston Taylor, and Samuel Pyshe, and 2 for Sam Joyce. For Jefferson County North, how about this? Ryan Feldkamp, 18 points. Following him, it's Blake Fowler with 4-3 for Grady Knoll and Caleb Worthington hitting that 2 very late in the half. Fouls really no big deal. For MHMA, Lanson and Sam each have two. No one was more than that. For JC and Cole Burke came in off the bench, picked up a couple of fouls, but no starter with more than one. Opening game tonight, it was a thriller. The Jefferson County North Chargers tried to come from behind, but it was MHMA girls winning in the first game. JC and guys lead here at halftime. We'll be back to bring you the second half of this boys game live, but right now, intermission score here in Winchester, Kansas. Chargers 27, Ravens 15. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the sports studio. He's good to go for halftime.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball from Winchester, Kansas. The Mar Hill Junior Ravens are traveling to Winchester to take on the Chargers. We'll return to the boys' game in just a couple of minutes. Coming up this week, right here at Hot Country 93.7. On Thursday night, we'll have Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you live from the CARE Radio Studios. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene, and airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 or 5:20. Then on Friday, we'll have Atchison High School versus Wamego as the Phoenix are set to host Wamego. The girls have got a scheduled 6 p.m. tip time. The boys should tip sometime right around 8 p.m. Saturday brings us to Benedictine basketball as the Ravens will be hosting Park University. The women will take to the court at 2 p.m. The men will take to the court right around 4. And I'll return in just 1 minute with the scores as I have them.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look around the area in girls' games, we have finals in the Lynn-Wakefield game. It was Lynn 52, Wakefield 26. Wamego beat Sabetha with the final score of Wamego 52, Sabetha 29. Donovan West topped Riverside with a final of Donovan West 49, Riverside girls 43. Valley Heights beat Marysville with the final score of Valley Heights 39, Marysville 24. It was Royal Valley falling to Jeff West. West won with a final score of 36 to Royal Valley's 32. In the Troy-Hiawatha game, it was Troy falling to Hiawatha, Hiawatha 52, Troy 26. In the Frankfurt-Wabunsee game, Frankfurt came out on top with a final score of Frankfurt Ladies 44, Wabunsee 28. Clifton Clyde topped Rock Hills with a final of Clifton Clyde 55, Rock Hills 37. And it was McLouth 49 over Pleasant Ridge 36. JCN fell to Mar Hill Mount Academy in the earlier game with a... with a final score of Marjo Mount Academy 36, JCN 33. In the boys' games, we've got finals for the Perry of the Compton Fort Scott game, with Perry of the Compton at 55, Fort Scott 47. It was Lynn over Wakefield 54-27. At the half, Clifton Clyde was leading Rock Hills 51-9. Jeff West was leading Royal Valley, has beaten Royal Valley 56-23. Onega at the half was at 24 points to Washington County's 16. Troy was tailing Hiawatha 38-21. And in this game, we've got JCN at 27 points, Marjo Mount Academy at 15. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 25 tonight under partly cloudy skies, west winds at around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 48 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. 37 tomorrow night, overcast. Turning much warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 60s. Once again, lows level off around 25 tonight, high of 48 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. It's 31.6 degrees in North Atchison with the wind out of the west-southwest at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 67%. The barometric pressure is holding steady at 29.95 inches of mercury. The dew point is 22 degrees Fahrenheit and the wind chill is 28 degrees out there. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in 30 seconds.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Winchester, Kansas, where teams are just not coming out of the locker rooms, and the second half is about to ensue. 27-15 is the lead for the homestanding JCN Chargers over MHMA. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer and our engineer and the guy in the Care Radio Sports Studio handling all the business there at halftime. Joseph, thank you very much. Appreciate all that. Tom counts to the here courtside. For the Ravens, got to find a way to score some points. You know, 15 points and a half, probably not going to win you a whole lot of ball games. That puts you on a 30-point pace. Probably not enough. JCN with 27 in the first half, and for MHMA, another big deal, got to try to figure out how they're going to stop Ryan Feldkamp. He's got 18 in the first half. If they let him go for 40 tonight, they will not win. It's that simple. Here's the Ravens with the ball coming in play. Second half is underway here in Winchester. Murray Hillman Academy with the ball going from right to left across your dial here in the second half. Pass comes out on top. The drive into the lane for the left-hand layup. Nicely done by Carson Van Dyke. Carson has his fifth point of the ballgame and is 27-17. 7:25 to play in the half. Here's the drive in the middle, kick back out on top, and the Chargers are going to run their offense for a little bit. Marjo Mount Academy has come out in the second half on a player D. Kick over to the left side is going to be to Caleb. Worthington dishes it down low to Fowler. Back out on top, it'll come to Feldkamp. Feldkamp being bullied around in there by Sam Joyce. And what's the call? The official comes over here. Was there a foul? Yeah. Here's what happened. Sam Joyce decides, okay, I'm going to try to stop you. And when Feldkamp pulls up the dribble, Joyce is in front of him, body checking him about three or four times, and that's going to be Sam's third foul. Chargers are going to bring it back in. 6:50 to go in the third. front of the left side. That's Lawrence Pollard over there. And Lawrence is going to scoot a foot and travel with the basketball. Out of the game is going to come Sam Joyce. He explains to the coaching staff, I didn't do anything out there, coach. I don't know what that was all about. Back in is going to be Samuel Peisch. 6:40 to go. Clock rolling along here in the third quarter, 27-17. Chargers in front, but MHMA has the basketball, and they have the only points so far in the second half. Pass is going to go over to the left side of Manasseh Miller. Deep into the corner, now back out between the circles. It's going to be Carson Van Dyke. Van Dyke dumps it off down low. Now the pass in the middle is batted free. It's loose on the floor. Saved nicely out on top by Peisch. He will drive in, stumble, no travel. The baseline three, aired up, no good. And a rebound down to Caleb Worthington. Worthington coming on the court. It's 2-on-3. He'll slow it up, kick it over to the right side. Put it in the hands of Grady. Grady thinks about the three, doesn't, goes right side. Now his pass is going to be slapped away. That was great defense by Carson Van Dyke. MHMA coming up with the basketball and making, forcing a turnover. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Still a 27-17 lead for Jeff North, but the Chargers have not scored yet in the second half. Top side with the basketball. Ravens back over to Peisch. Defeat at the baseline, and we're going to get a foul. We will, and it will be on Grady. Grady Knoll, foul number one. And it will be the first team foul for JCN in the second half. MHMA has that one moment ago on Sam Joyce, and now when you're on Grady Knoll for the Chargers. It comes into Manasseh. Miller, three from deep from the right corner. Ravens getting themselves back in this, trailing now 27-20 at 5:25 to play third quarter. JCN in play with the ball. We got a new guy in the game for coach, and that is going to be Calvin Manville. And we have another turnover by JCN, and back up with it will come. MHMA, Ravens have been battling hard, trying to come back, and the baseline shot by Manasseh won't go down. JCN back up with it, 27-20. Chargers with the ball, leading it by 7. Still, they have not scored in the second half. Out on top, here's a 3 by Feldkamp. Nope. And a rebound out of bounds. It'll be Charger basketball. In for JCN will come Cole Burke. Remember, Cole was in the game for just a couple of minutes in the first half. Picked up a couple of fouls in a couple of minutes. And that was a rather short-lived bit of playing time. Here's a driving shot. The finger roll up, but won't go down. And a rebound to the Ravens. A 3 from the left side, way short. And a rebound saved down by Peisch. He will drive in, rotate, shoot, and miss. Feldkamp clears it away. Ravens have a golden opportunity to whittle away at that lead, but they've not been able to score a lot either. They have 5 here in the third quarter. We're inside 4 minutes of play now in the third. Feed underneath and a bunny, and it's missed. Wide open underneath. Wood go in for Cole Burke, and still the lid on the basket for JC in this intermission. 27-20. Ravens down with it. That's Lansden Taylor on the right side. Miller deep in the corner. Taylor right wing. Throws to the left hand, working to the left, comes out, heels in the center circle. Left side, Peisch. Now on the give and go, it's going to be off. Taylor's hands picked up by Fowler. He'll outlet down the right side to absolutely no one. Thrown away into the corner and out of bounds. Into the game for MHMA. They're going to go big and small. Big with Sam Joyce. Small with Keegan Mispagel. Because Sam goes 260 and Keegan goes 118. 3:15 to go. Here's a 3. Miller from outside again. Second 3 for Manasseh Miller in the second half. 27-23. And JC, did they turn it over? We're going to have a foul call. Fisher walks over, and it's going to be a 4th foul on Sam Joyce. 3:04 to go in the third. Sam getting out there for a limited amount of time is just not giving Samuel Pyesch much chance to rest off the floor, because he has to bounce right back in there after that fourth foul. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. JCN has gone over 5 minutes here in the second half without scoring. Here's a feed to Feldkamp. They have really taken Feldkamp out of this game. He will bring it off on top. The drive to the left side. The running shot misses. Feldkamp rebounds. Shoots and misses. Rebound Pyesch. And here come the Ravens. All alone. It's down the floor. Miss Pagel has it. Loses it. Travels with the ball. No, they're going to call a jump ball. I thought he had grabbed it and slid across the floor. But apparently not. Possession goes to JCN. Now the official coming over and talking to Keegan just for a minute. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. JCN is still scoreless since halftime. Here's a three. It misses. And rebound pulled down by the Ravens. Down with it will come Pyesch. Plays it up and in. Samuel with five. Listen to that. Raven crowd. They're back within two. And we have a timeout. We're taking a break with Jeff North. 2:13 to go in the third. It's suddenly Ravens 27, Chargers 25.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, the Chargers exercising a timeout right there, looking for the offense. See if they find it. Driving in. Here's a running layup. That's in. That didn't take long. Caleb Worthington gets the Chargers on the board. Up and in for Mark Harris. That is his first point tonight. 29-27. 1:45 to go. The feed underneath the Feldkamp. He has been held scoreless in the second half and has that one stripped out of his hand. Here comes Marhamon Academy. Brian Feldkamp, 18 in the first half, has not gotten a point yet here in the second. A little over a minute to go in the third. And now here's the ball stolen and a collision at midcourt and a foul to the Ravens. The foul is on Mark Harris. For Mark, it'll be first foul. Team foul 3. Minute 22 to go. Third quarter. Chargers with the basketball, clinging to that 2-point lead, 29-27. Worthington out on top. Fowler for 3. Rebound, tip down, and here comes MHMA. Ravens up court with the basketball and lands in Taylor into the forecourt. We're at 1 minute left in the first. Topside Lanson dumps it over to Pyesch. The feed to the block. Reverse layup. It's up and in. Van Dyke, and the game is tied. So that double digit lead is gone, and the feed underneath, and a foul on Anastamilla. Not a huge issue. Only his first in team foul 4 for MHMA. 29-29. JCN had 12-point leads a couple of times. And now they find the Ravens having come back and tied this thing. And still, we haven't gotten any points from Feldkamp in the second half. The ball is loose. It's on the floor. JCN picks it up and rolls it, travels with it. 22 seconds to play. Third quarter. Samuel Pyesch in the game for the Ravens. He goes down the floor beneath the goal. Miller on the right corner. On the left corner is going to be Van Dyke. Inbounding is Harris, and up the floor is Taylor. 15, 14 seconds left in the third quarter. Ravens looking for their first lead. MHMA has never led in this game. Long cross court. Here's Van Dyke. Skips it off on top. The shot at the buzzer. Over the backboard. We're tied going to the fourth. What a great fourth quarter. We back coming your way. Time out of the floor from Winchester. After three, it's Morning Home Out Academy and JCN all even at 29.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Going to the fourth quarter here in Winchester. What a game this has been. Back and forth. This Jefferson County North, they've led 14-2 after a quarter. Morning Home Out Academy comes to find the basket in the first quarter. By halftime, JCN had continued to lead by a dozen, 27-15. But after three quarters, Morning Home Out Academy has tied the game 29-29. They outscored the Ravens 14-2 in that quarter. So here we go to the fourth. MHMA with the basketball to begin things. Huge if they could take a lead. Ball comes out on top, back over to the right side. Lansden back to the left of Manasseh. He's been hot, couple of threes. Miller looks in the middle for Peisch, doesn't get him, comes back out on top to Taylor. 7.5 to go in the game. Ravens being very patient. Top side, Harris. Into the corner. The shot up short. Rebound. Pulled down by Fowler. Here come the Chargers. 7:15 to go. The feed underneath. And Felkamp misses the bunny. Rebound misses again. And it's going to be lost out of bounds. And it will be Raven ball. Morningham Academy will have it in play from deep in the backcourt. It will come in out on top to Van Dyke. Now into the forecourt, Peisch. Back over to the left side, Mark Harris. Harris right in front of the Raven bench. Looks like the Chargers have shifted to a 1-2-2 zone. Maybe 3-2. At that center spot, you see Caleb Worthington flash out. Pass down to the baseline corner left. Over to the edge. Here's a three. Nope. Getting his own rebound. The shot hollowed and won't go in, but a foul called. Lanes and Taylor will come to the line. The foul is going to be on Jefferson County North. It will be the second of the night for Lawrence Pollard and at the stripe, Lansden. The gym is really quiet and the Ravens take a lead. For the first time tonight, on that first of two free throws, MHMA is in front, 30-29. 6:37 to go. Second free throw. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Jefferson County North. Chargers have the ball on top, but for the first time tonight, trail. 6:25 to play. Over to the right side, the feet underneath, and as the shot goes up, there was kind of a hammer and a foul underneath. I think it's going to be on Miller. Fish is going to walk up, and they're going to call that on Harris. I thought maybe it was going to be on Manasseh Miller. Second foul of the game for Mark Harris. And at the free throw line, Pollard, he has not scored yet tonight. And that one's still on. Lawrence Pollard, the only starter for Jeff North, who have not scored in the game. Got one more shot at it right here. Big deep knee bend, right-handed shot, rounding in. So we are tied again now at 30 with 6:18 to go. Into the forefront, right side, Landon Taylor. Deep in the edge, to three. Air ball, followed up and in by Manasseh Miller. 13 for Miller, 32-30. Ravens, as we're at 6 minutes to go. Over to the right side. Now the feed in the lane. The shot rejected. And the rebound. Miller, here come the Ravens. Manasseh, all the way to the baseline. Big collision. And his body's on the floor. Let's see what the call is going to be. Official's going to walk over. It is going to be on JCN. First foul on Carson. Pass out of top, batted away, stolen. McAfee coming up with the basketball. We're going to get Spice. Feeds over to the left side, and Fowler couldn't hang on. Back up with it will come. MHMA with 5:39 to go. Pressure applied by JCN on the inbound play. Price will get into the forecourt, over to the right side. It'll be taken down by Van Dyke. The feet comes toward the middle. Back out top, Van Dyke. Behind him, it'll go to Harris. Harris to Lanson Taylor. 5:20 left. Miller will have it left side. 32-30, Ravens with the ball and the lead. Left block, the shot, Price. Two more. Samuel Price for a pair. Those are his 7th points of the game. And it's 34-30 as we're down to 5 minutes to play. In the middle, Belkamp, head fake, misses another bunny. But we're going to get a foul called inside. The foul is going to be on Pye. Should be his second. And coming to the free throw line for JCN is senior center Ryan Feldkamp. The free throw is up and in. That is the first point for Ryan since halftime. It's 40, it's rather 34-31. Second free throw misses. And the rebound is out of play. It is going to be Charger basketball. 34-31. JCN trailing. MHMA has done a tremendous job of coming from behind it. Now they're going to throw the basketball away. Confusion by the Chargers on the floor, and JCN has made some mental errors here, particularly in the second half. Quickly into the lane is Harris. Little scoop shot, no. Rebound, Belkamp, and he gets fouled on the floor in the backcourt by Lanson Taylor. That'll be Lanson's third. The big deal about this foul is it's team foul 7, which means the game's going to slow down, but more importantly for JCN, who's trailing because they're going to come to the free throw line. Can they capitalize? The first shot is going to be good for Feldkamp. One more shot for Ryan. That is his 20th, and this one is no good. It's out of bounds, and it is going to be Raven basketball. We got a timeout on the floor. Let's take a break, and we have a tremendous game in Winchester. With 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play, it is Marhomet Academy 34, Jefferson County North 32.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard-to-shop-for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift, even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us. 4:38 to go. 34-32. You've got the Morehill Mount Academy Ravens who have come from behind. And they didn't just trail. They really trailed. I mean, they were down a dozen at halftime. They were down a dozen at the end of the opening quarter. And here we go. 4:32 to go. Here we go. Up court the ball. Doc Green stole it away. Here come the Chargers. The driving layup is up. It's in. How about that bucket from Lawrence Pollard? His first field goal of the game plus one. So Pollard hits the driving shot. Mark Harris will pick up his third foul. Can you respond to that for me, please? And it's a tie ball game. The free throw for the lead. Does it go in? Rebound, Ravens. We're even at 34. 4:25 left. Ravens with the basketball. 34-34. Out on top with it for MHMA is going to be Lanes and Taylor. He'll dribble it over to the left side. Comes back on the top to Manassa Miller. Miller will swing it around to the right side. Carson Van Dyke. Back out on top. It comes to Lanson. To Van Dyke. Little crossover dribble. Gets inside. Now here's a shot for three from the corner. No rebound, out of bounds. It is going to be Charger basketball. Here comes Jefferson County North. 34-34. 3:50 to play. JC in long cross court. Pass to Fowler. Will go into the deep left corner. Get it there to Pollard. Now the shot is up. It's good for three. 37-34. JCN has gone in front. And now we're going to get a foul in the backcourt. Going to give that three to Caleb. 37-34. Ravens walk up the floor with it. Now down by three. Up four just a moment ago. Kick will go over to the left side. Ravens with the basketball. Launch it out on top. Carson Van Dyke, double team, top of the key. We're going to have a reach-in and a foul. And that is going to be on Carson. It will be his second foul. One more shot. Here comes in. 3:15 to play in the game. Ravens have it. Are down three. Manassa Miller tries to go back door. It's batted away, but then rescued. Now cross-court pass is going to be thrown away. And I think someone had touched it, and it's going to go back. Yes, yeah, it's going to go back to the Ravens. Morehill Mount Academy will bring it in out on top. Working around the outside. It's going to be Lance and Taylor. He'll back away. We're going to get the zone defense now for JCN. And now we're going to get an illegal screen. And that is foul number four on Mark Harris. All of them have come here in the fourth quarter. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout, and so shall we. Timeout of the court, 2:56 to play. It's now Chargers 37, Ravens 34.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
We're down to 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the game. And the opening game of the night was a win for the road team as Morehill Mount Academy girls came away with a thrilling win. And now it's a three-point game with 2 minutes, basically 3 minutes to go. Chargers with the lead have the ball. out on top of it is going to be Caleb Worthington. Caleb, top of the key, goes over to the left side, Pollard. Caleb between the circles. Back over to the right side, McAfee. Now it goes to Hansa Fowler. Nice job by J.C. of working the perimeter. Being very patient. Team went open. They're looking for somebody to cross. Somebody to open up inside. Not going to take a high-risk shot. Not going to take a bad shot. 2:20 to go. Now the feet to the right block. Belkamp comes back off on top. McAfee for the baseline. Greens it for two. Nicely done to Carson McAfee. The sophomore makes it 39-34. And we're 2 minutes to play. Ravens with the ball. Now they've got a score. Here's a baseline three. Shot and hit from deep in the left side by Carson Van Dyke, and he's got 10. 39-37. A minute 40 left. Chargers back on the right side. Feet into the block. It's going to be knocked away, and going to get a turnover. They're going to say the ball goes out of bounds off Jefferson County North. A minute 35 to play. Ravens bring it up. Coming to the forecourt. Down the left side to put the scores table to Mark Harris. Out on top to Peisch. Back up between the circles. Going to the right side, Lance and Taylor. Taylor dumps it over to Van Dyke, who had a hot hand. Hit a big three moments ago, getting his team back within a pair. Ravens have the ball, but they trail by two with 75 seconds to play. Into the left corner with it is Van Dyke. Gets double teamed, trapped in the corner. Bounces the back off on top to Miller, and when he got trapped, that was a great call by Coach Kunicki. He saw his guy in trouble, couldn't risk the turnover, and we get another Raven timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, this time with 69 seconds left. It remains Jeff North, Jim A. 37.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286 Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
.109 on the scoreboard clock here in Winchester, Kansas. 39-37, Jeff North in front. Out of the court for JCN. Got Carson McAfee and Ryan Belkamp with Lawrence Pollard out there, Caleb Worthington, and Blake Fowler. For MHMA, looks like we got the starting five. Manasseh Miller and Carson Van Dyke, Landon Taylor, Samuel Peisch, Mark Harris. Ravens with the ball. Round to the right side, they come all the way to the baseline. The shot for two, air ball short. Rebound to go back down, it's going to be JCN. Walking up court is Blake Fowler. Into the forecourt with 50 seconds to go, and we get a Charger timeout. Oh, the chess match continues. Joseph, we deserve it. One more break. 50 seconds to go in the game. It remains Chargers 39, Ravens 37.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
As the Ravens come off the bench, we see Mark Harris and Samuel Peisch, Manasseh Miller, Lanson Taylor, and Carson Van Dyke. Raven, or the Chargers, led off by Carson McAfee and Lawrence Pollard. Got Caleb Worthington out there. Ball being put in play by Clay Fowler with Ryan Feldkamp. Chargers get it in play. 47, 46, 45 seconds to go. At what point does MHMA commit a foul? At what point does JC decide to shoot maybe? Can't imagine they're going to unless it's something very, very, very good. 30 seconds to go. Run in motion now. JC in with the ball. Feldkamp will take it on top. Kicks it back out to the top of the key to Caleb. Worthington works left. Gets bumped, gets pushed. There's your foul. Coming at 19 seconds. Man, they let a lot of time come off that clock. The foul by Lanston Taylor, his fourth. So Mark Harris has four. Sam Joyce has four. Now Lanston Taylor has four fouls. At the line, Caleb. First one, good. His first free throw of the evening is good for Caleb Worthington. He makes it a three-point game. One more free throw makes it a two-possession lead. And he hits it. It is now 41-37. Ravens are going to have to score quickly. 15 seconds, 14 seconds. They don't have a lot of time. Here's Van Dyke at 11 seconds. Drives into the lane. Has the ball stripped. Picked it up. Missed it. Ball blocked. It's out of bounds. And it's going to come back to the Ravens. But the time, you cannot replace the time. It's down to 5 seconds. Ravens putting it in play at the baseline. Down four with 5 seconds left. Looking in, Harris brings it in. Shot blocked on the side, and that's going to do it. Down court, they're going to throw it away. The final score tonight. Jefferson County North, 41. MHMA 37, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester, Kansas, where in the guys' game tonight, Jefferson County North had a big lead. MHMA roared from behind, took it away in the fourth quarter. But then the Chargers were able to surge late and win 41-37. Tremendous back-and-forth exciting game. Scoring for you, first of all, for the Ravens, double-digit score. Manassas Miller with 13 and 10 tonight for Carson Van Dyke. It was Samuel Peisch with 7, 4 today for Lanson Taylor, and 2 each for Mark Harris and Sam Joyce. For Jefferson County North, wow, Bank of Atchison player of the game, had to be right, Feldkamp. He had 18 at halftime. But then the Ravens made adjustments, kept Ryan to 2 second-half points, on 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Did not have a field goal in the second half. Caleb Worthington, some big shots down the stretch. Second leading scorer for JCN with 9. It was 4 tonight for Blake Fowler. 3 apiece for Lawrence Pollard and Grady Noel, and 2 for Carson McAfee. Opening game tonight, it was Morehill Mount Academy with a thrilling 36-33 win behind Bank of Atchison. The player of the game is Scarlett Bagley. And in the second game, again, JCN wins it 41-37. So a pair of games down here that were 3 and 4 point games when it was all over. Exciting night. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Looking forward to greeting you again next time. But with that said, for our man Joseph back at a K Radio Sports Studios for Winchester, Kansas, Tom Katz saying, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.